and blow.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. I was just enjoying Elvis Presley and my producer Richard Dugan's choice of that song. He gets three or four choices, and I take three or four choices, and I'm always, usually, pleasantly surprised at the ones he chooses. So welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 7 years, and he has finished his doctoral work and is now Dr. and Pastor Drew. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, and young son, Judah Andrew, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Oh, it's great to be on the show. He is turning 6 months.
Wait. I have to ask the question first.
That's right.
We have a tradition. The first thing
I
want the health and welfare update on baby Judah Andrew.
I put the cart before the horse. I'm sorry. But thanks always for asking. He's doing great. Turning 6 months, beginning of next week, having so much fun with him. I'm actually home with him right now.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks in a row.
This is 2 weeks in a row, so I've been helping out in the mornings on Thursdays while my wife is at work, and she's going to come back. She's got a half day today. But, boy, I cherish that time. It's been great.
Well, it's wonderful, and I love hearing your updates and your stories. We are taking on a topic that I would imagine is dear to your heart, how to make a difference in the world. And I would love your thoughts, any biblical references you want to provide as well. I think the thing we talked about in the previous segment bears some relation to what you might have to add, which is repairing the world, fixing the world's problems can really feel overwhelming. And rather than allow that feeling of overwhelm to take us over, that's why I believe we just should bite it off in small chunks. Do a little thing. And that little thing adds up if everybody does a little good thing. So what are your thoughts on this topic? And I'd love to know what your kids are doing at your church.
Boy, so much. I don't know if you've heard of that phrase, you know, one person can't change the world, but you can change one person's world.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. I think that, you know, it puts it into what you refer to as these bite-sized baby steps. And, you know, if you change one person's world and they change somebody's world, it begins to multiply. And then that's how you do it. You change the world. But one of the things that I've loved working with teenagers is reminding them and empowering them to really believe and to embrace that they can make a difference, that they're not too young. They don't have to wait until they graduate from high school. They don't have to wait until they've got a family or they have a job, but they can do tremendous work right now, no matter their age, no matter their background. And it's been really a gift for me to witness firsthand teenagers stepping out, serving people, both locally and around the world. I've been in places like the slums of Africa, in Kenya and Uganda. I've been in the jungles of Costa Rica. I've been down in Tijuana and all over Baja, California, down in Mexico. And so,
I didn't know you were Mormon.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But we do some really neat partnerships with local communities. For example, Haiti. Even though I wasn't part of this team, I helped train and then send off a group of high school kids who did some disaster relief right after, all the earthquake and all the
I think you talked about that at the time. I think we talked about that at the time.
So, you know, there's a verse that I love, and I tell high school students this all the time, and it's in a letter in the New Testament, and this Apostle Paul is writing to a young guy named Timothy. And he says, Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you were young, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith. He says, even though you're young, you can set an example and step out, be bold. And it's so neat to see that. I feel like I have front row seats to the greatest thing on earth. It's better than the Super Bowl. It's better than the Final Four. It's better than March Madness. And I'd say maybe even better than seeing you get a hole-in-one. I heard you got a hole-in-one this week.
Yeah.
Is that true?
How do you like that?
That's
pretty
phenomenal.
Amazing. Yeah, after only 4 months of golf.
So that, I imagine, was a phenomenal thing to witness.
my wife was irritated beyond belief because she's been golfing for so long. It's funny. But let's continue. I mean, I appreciate the attaboy, but let's continue on the topic because it's so important today.
Yeah, so what I love, though, is watching and being a part of seeing kids step out. And I think if you just give them the opportunity and let them know that, yeah, you might make a mistake, it might be awkward the first time, but try. I have a friend who said to his daughter, he said, okay, this year I don't want any presents for my birthday, but what I want to do is I want to take that money and I want to give it back to you, and you can do whatever you want to care for somebody else in need.
That's
and the daughter
beautiful.
Said, wait a second, but it's your birthday. And he says, I know, but that would be the best gift that I could ever get is watching you experience blessing somebody. So we'll take that. Let's say it's $200, and you can do whatever you want as long as it blesses somebody else. And this daughter was saying, really? Me? I can do that? And she was so empowered. It was phenomenal.
Wow, that's a great, great idea. I mean, we've talked about it when we've talked about holiday issues when we get closer to Christmas and Hanukkah, that one of the things I learned to do with Hanukkah is make sure that my kids took, when they were younger, one or two of the days of the 8 days that we celebrated to give to others and charity. And I think you can obviously apply the same thing to Christmas, even though it's all on one day. Just that was the one advantage we Jews had competing against the monolith of Christmas is, oh, but our holiday's 8 days.
So many more options.
Yeah, I mean, but we never stood a chance because you guys had the Christmas tree and of course, the great music. We have dreidel, 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 but it just doesn't compare to White Christmas and all the other great music.
Well, you've got Adam Sandler singing that song.
That's about it. It's ironic, and it's funny because I just absolutely—I mean, I'm totally off track here—but I absolutely adore Christmas music. And of course, the greatest Christmas song of all time was written by Irving Berlin, a Jew. You know, White Christmas. So it's and that's because the Judeo-Christian values are completely intertwined. We just look at a couple things a little differently, and you have two books, and we have one.
I think the point is that you can take those little opportunities, whether it's Christmas, whether it's a couple days at Hanukkah, birthday, even if it's in the middle of summer, middle of no holiday, nothing, and to give your kids an opportunity to bless others, boy, how changed would their life be?
Well, and it is.
Person's world.
It is amazing because it feels so darn good. Dennis Prager talks about the difference between fun and happiness. And he says you go to Magic Mountain or you go to Disneyland or you go to a movie and you have fun. But there's a sense of bigger, good inner feelings when you've done something that might involve hard work or giving to the world. When you see that you've helped somebody, you know, that is a lasting feeling that lasts. When you work hard like you did to get your doctorate, I wouldn't think you'd describe a lot of that work as fun, but the sense of joy and happiness and inner contentment you got from completing that difficult task while dealing with a marriage and a full-time job had to be much more enduring than the greatest movie you've ever seen.
That's so true. I did experience that. And I think, too, that I do believe that the greatest cure for selfishness is to care for somebody else. And so, you know, if a parent's out there listening saying, my kid would never do that, all they want to do is what they want, if you give them an opportunity and you empower them a little bit to step out and do that, all of a sudden they're going to be so high on that experience. They're going to want more of it.
Quite frankly, I would go one step further. I would make that a consequence in some cases for instead of a normal punishment. Okay, you've broken your promise about blah, 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 or you got such and such grades, or you got in trouble at school. This is what we expect of you. And they're going to do it begrudgingly, but I assert if they do it enough, they can't ignore the look of joy on a special needs kid that they visited at the hospital or whatever it is. Cynical teenager will get value from it at some point. They can't ignore it. It's impossible. Listen, we're out of time, Pastor Drew. Quickly, where can our listeners find you?
Always so quick, but here I promised last week that I'd be blogging by this week, but I'm still just on social media. Look up Surfer Drew on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. But I'm getting closer. I'm working on my blog. So hopefully next week.
All right, good for you. By the way, we're doing rock and roll at Dad Chat tonight. If there's any chance you could join us, love to see you there.
I saw that Shaun White I saw.
That's a Friday. I'm doing a special.
Oh, is that Friday?
That's Friday.
Yep.
No, that's not Dad Chat.
Anyway. So many things going on. I love it.
Yeah, and my book's coming out. My next book's coming out next month, hopefully. So I will get you a copy when I have it done. All right,
Wonderful.
Stay tuned for, thank you, Pastor Drew. We will be back for the Women's Room with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. Stay tuned.
Brother Tom was lost at sea without his water wings, and now he is an angel, and he tries to do amazing things.
That's right, Brother Dick, it's no trick if you see lots of different faces that look a lot like me. An angel long.